Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Bav Metzia, Perik Hey, Mishnah Tess. Lo yoimer adam lechaveri, one should not say to a friend, Halveini kar chitin, lend me a kar of wheat, a kar is a measurement. Vani etin lach, and I'll give you a kar of chitin la gairin. In other words, I'll return it to you during the time of the gairin. That's when they thresh the tefillah and pile it up. Why is he offering to return it at the time of the gairin? So one thing that the Rishonim explain is, as pasha, that's usually when people had the wheat to be able to return. It's a practical thing. Furthermore, and Taisus says there's an additional chiddush, because usually at the time of the gairin the price doesn't go up. But there's no guarantee that it won't go up, and therefore you can't do this. What's the problem? So we already discussed in the previous Mishnah, we're worried about the price of the wheat going up in between him taking the wheat and paying it back. If when he took the loan, let's say, a core of wheat was $100, and when he returns it, let's say it went up to $150, so it turns out that the loiva, the borrower, is going to be paying the malva, the lender, more than he borrowed, even though from the looks of things, he's taking a kor of chitim and returning a kor of chitim. And as we explained in the previous Mishnah, surely midi'uraisa this is not ribis. Min ha'toyrit is only asa when you make a t'nai to start with. I'm giving you 2 sa, you return 3. Or I'm giving you 100, give me back 200 or 150. But Chazal was still concerned over here. This is called avak ribis, because l'maisa there's a possibility that I'm getting back more than I gave, at least in terms of money. Now, the simple way around this is pasha to determine the money amount. I shouldn't say, I'm giving you a sav chitim, return to me a sav chitim. Rather, I should say, I'm giving you $50 worth of chitim, return $50 worth of chitim. And as we explained in the previous Mishnah, there's one other way. I can lend a sav chitim and take back a sav chitim, as the Mishnah is going to explain weiter. Aval, but although I can't say, halveini kar chitin vani etin lach legoyrin, lend me a kor of chitin, and I'll give it back to you at the time of the goyrin, aval bat, oimer loy, the loiva could say to the malva, the borrower could say to the lender, halveini, please lend me a kor of chitin at sheyavi bini, until my son comes. Until my son comes? Why does that help? Oyat sheemse mavteach, or until I find the key. Both these cases have the same heter. And we mentioned it in the previous Mishnah. It's the heter of Yeshloi. When I say, please lend me a kor of chitin until my son comes, I mean to say is, I really have the kor of chitin. My son has it, it's just that he's not here yet. But I need it now. Or if he says, atcha emse mafteach, what does that mean? I'm asking you to give me a kor of chitin, but I really have the kor of chitin. It's just that I can't get to it. It's locked, and I don't have the key yet. So being that this isn't really ribis d'oraisa, it's only ribis d'rabbanan, we're going to work out a heter here. And the heter is based on the way we look at it. We're going to say, this is not a loan, it's a trade. I need a kor of chitin now, but it's locked in the storage shed. I need a kor of chitin, but my son is coming with it. Hello, Reb neighbor, give me your kor of chitin, and you'll have mine. I have one. It's just I just don't have access to it right now. So it's as if the kor of chitin that is in the possession of the loiva, but he can't get to it now because his son didn't come yet or he doesn't have the key, it's as if right there and then it goes into the possession of the malva, even though the malva will only be picking it up at a later time. So if the price went up, it already went up in the possession of the malva after the loiva returned it. Does everyone hold of this heter of Yeshloi? No, the Hillel oiser. Hillel asks to loan sa b'sa, meaning to sell, say, a sa of tua for a sa of tua, even if the loiva has the wheat in his rishos. And there's something else over here that Hillel is more machmir than the Chachamim. The Chenoye Hillel Oimer, furthermore, Hillel said, Leisalva Isha, a woman should not lend, kicker, a loaf, lechaberta to her friend, ashatasenu damim, until they first turn it into money. In other words, one woman knocks on her neighbor's door. Hi, Mrs. Rosenberg, can you please lend me a loaf of bread? I'll bring you a loaf of bread later. Can't do that. Mrs. Rosenberg has to say, wait a second, how much is a loaf of bread today? Oh, $1.69. Okay, so you give me back $1.69 worth of bread. Because if I give you a loaf and you give me back a loaf, Shemi Yakiru Chitim, maybe the price of wheat is going to go up. V'nimtzu bo'es l'day ribis. It'll come to ribis. Now the Chachamim hold, a loaf of bread for a loaf of bread is not a problem. Because it's a davar muyet. People aren't makbid on it. It's not considered significant enough to say this is ribis. So if your neighbor asks you for a dozen eggs, and he brings back a dozen eggs the next day, you don't have to go running to the store to check the price of eggs. This is considered a davar muyet. We're not makbid on each other. And chanami. If you are makbid, wait a second, did I get more or less? What's the value of this? Then it could be ribis. That's what the Chachamim hold. The Isser of lending a saw of wheat and taking back a saw of wheat, that's because it's a significant amount. It's a saw of wheat. Not just little things that a neighbor takes from another neighbor when you run out of sugar. I need a cup of sugar, or I need a little bit of salt or pepper. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned, again, the Isser of saw b'saw. I can't lend you a saw of chitim and take back a saw of chitim because the concern is the price of chitim may go up and therefore you're giving me back more than I gave you. What are the ways to do it? One way is to turn that into money. In other words, to say, I'm not giving you a saw and you're giving me back a saw. What's the price of a saw of chitim today? $30. I'm giving you $30. You give me back $30 worth of chitim. Another heter is the heter of yeshloi. Which means, if I say, listen, I really have this kor of chitim. My son is bringing it. I have it. I don't have the key right now. Can you lend me a kor of chitim for now until I can get a hold of my own? That is not a problem. Being this is only ribis midrabanan, so we're going to say, okay, it's as if I'm automatically giving him back the one I have. It's just that he doesn't have it in his possession yet. So even if the price goes up afterwards, it's after the malva got it. Then we learned that Hillel disagrees with the Chachamim. He says, even if you have it in your possession, you still can't take a saw and give back a saw. And we learned a second thing that Hillel disagrees with the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that this Isser of saw b'saw is only a major thing. Not little things like a neighbor that says, can I have a loaf of bread and I'll bring you back a loaf of bread. People aren't makbid on that. There wouldn't be ribis over there. We're not really thinking, oh, the loaf of bread went up a few cents, went down a few cents. It's not something we reckon with. And again, there's no real Isser Midraisa here, so we can rely on that. At least the Chachamim do. But Hillel disagrees. Hillel says, even a small thing, like a loaf, we still say, you have to make sure you know how much it's worth today and how much it's worth tomorrow when she's returning it, and that it's not worth any more, and that you're not getting back more than you gave. The Batanura tells us that the Halacha is like the Chachamim.